good evening, and welcome everyone to Bram Area High School in game two of the girls' basketball season as the Pioneers are in Bram tonight facing the Bombers. Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Graham, and as we've made the drive over here, a very pleasant drive. As Piers 1-0, 0-1 Bram, both played Tuesday night. Pioneers defeating Uppsala, while Bram lost at home here to Malacca by 4. That final was 43-39. The Pioneer final over Uppsala was 48-32. Good start for the program tonight. Big win for the C squad. They win 64-17. JV wins a 29-22 ball game this evening. So the varsity will go for the sweep here tonight. Amber Hoffman is the head coach of the Bram Bombers. Marcus Artner is the head coach of the Piers Pioneers. We'll be back, and we will check in and get the thoughts of Coach Artner about his team's Game 1 performance and what's ahead here in his forecast for this second outing against the Bombers. Piers and Bram about to set the tip off from Bram Area High School on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays.
It's that time of year again, and holiday shopping is in full swing. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are struggling with trying to find the perfect gift for that hard-to-find person on your list, let us help you out. We have an assortment of unique gifts, including drones for both beginners and experts. Also, check out the Dish Tailgater satellite antenna that lets you bring your dish service to the fish house. Stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls, and let us help you make someone on your list get the gift they want.
Hey everyone, Jason here from Sunrise Ag. Well, it looks like fall is here and everyone is getting very busy with their fall harvest. Please remember to be safe and to watch out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the roads. As fall wraps up, we are offering a mineral and chrysalic promotion for October and November. And once you purchase these products, you are signed up for one of three $100 gift certificates to Thielen Meats. Give us a call or look us up on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com for more details. We thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Joining me on the pregame show, Coach Marcus Artner here, and Coach got off to the right start with a win over Uppsala in your opener. What did you like about your team's performance in that win over the Cardinals?
I love the way we came out to start the game. I loved our energy, our defense. We held them to 5 points in the first half, and I can't complain about that.
You learn a lot about teams early on before Christmas type of games. Here you get another chance here to see a Bram team that we won't see postseason come around. We don't expect to anyway, but what are you looking for the second time out after that first outing against Uppsala?
Well, especially in the second half against Uppsala, there we learned some things about ourselves, and I expect us to improve on that. We worked on some things in practice, and I want to see us transfer that into the game and see how that goes.
Know anything about this Bram team? This year, first year at the helm, got any scouting report on the Bombers?
We got the film from last year. And I was able to talk to some other coaches and get a little bit of information on them, but not too much. Kind of the same answer I gave you earlier this week, where I'm more concerned about what we do and working on our stuff right now than really worrying about the other team. So.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Artner with the Pioneers on You Are Their Sports.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Well, the teams are on the court ready to tip things off, and jumping center for the Bram Bombers, Emily Lundquist, 6'1 senior, against Malia Bozer. And this game is underway in Bram, and the tip controlled by the Bombers. They'll take it right to the rim and draw a quick foul. So right away, Bram attack mode, and the Pioneer foul, 4 seconds in, goes against Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey joined by A.B. Lease, and at the free throw line shooting is Sierra Giffro. 5'7 junior, and just like that, Bram is on the board on a free throw. Same five tonight for the Pioneers and Coach Hartner, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, A.B. Lease, Taylor Kimmon, Malia Bozer, Brittany Bozer. Bombers dressed in all blue with yellow numbers and lettering as the rebound off the miss, controlled by Bram. They'll get another offensive set here. Three, Lundquist, left side, in and out, halfway down, battle for the board. Bozer outmuscles everybody. Britt comes out of the pack. Up near side for Kelsey Stuckmeyer, cutting through the lane. Lease back to Kelsey, up and off the iron. Loose ball, and we've got a foul on Malia Bozer. As Giffro got the control of the ball, and Malia picks up her first, second team foul. So the Pioneers, two quick fouls, just 25 seconds in. Here is the offensive set, right side, back door cut. Loose ball picked up by Britt Bozer. Here's Brittany charging up court, takes it right to the basket and scores. Brittany Bozer gives Piers the 2-1 lead here in Bram tonight. Amelia Fiddler, Sierra Giffro, they're near. Yeah, there is a steal by the Pioneers, as a time it was Malia Bozer picking off an errant pass. Left wing now comes Stuckmeyer, back for Lease. Kimmon rotates to the right wing. Cutting through, Malia doesn't get it. Finds Stuckmeyer open, three-pointer up, in and out. Kimmon with a putback. That's good for Taylor. Kimmon with the offensive board. 4-1 Piers. 16:38 to go. Long three comes up short. Air ball miss, picked off by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey coming off a 17-point game on Tuesday. Finds Brittany rotating out top. Brittany holds it overhead, tries to drive down the right side. Kicks now for Malia Bozer, back to Stuckmeyer. Malia posting up inside, doesn't get it. Off for Brittany Bozer on the wing, right in front of the Bram bench. Brittany stops after a dribble, fires it cross the way. Here's Stuckmeyer looking for an opening. Good defense there provided by Hannah Cornelius on the Bram side. Patient trip down court here for the Pioneers as Lee starts her dribble down the lane, gives it off to Kimmon. Under 16 to play. Cutting the lane is Malia Bozer. She'll shoot off the iron. Rebound picked up inside by Alexis Hasser. Quickly up court comes Amelia Fiddler. Fiddler to the corner. Three, long. Rebound opposite side. Tipped by Stuckmeyer. Loose ball out on the floor. Hasser gets to it first. Reset for Bram. Left-hand dribble drive to the lane. Back out to Lundquist on the left wing. The 6'1 senior will drive baseline on Lease, and Avey may have got a piece of that. It deflects out to a Brommer. Loose ball underneath. Malia Bozer's there. Bozer picks it off. Now Brittany Bozer. Left-hand dribble and dish off to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Back out for Avey Lease. And it nods her head, directing a teammate through the lane. Malia will try the left hand in traffic. Scoops it off for Brittany. Brittany hit the back of the rim. It bounces out. We're going to get a held ball. This will go to Piers on the arrow. Alternating possession to Piers with 14:58 to go in a 4-1 Pioneer lead. Brittany looking, left baseline, down the lane and through the hands of Leese, but right to Stuckmeyer, and she missed. And Bram saves it in. They're looking to run. Lead pass ahead. Lundquist breaks open and scores. Lundquist was back deep and took a long pass and had a layup. 4-3 now. Pierce by one. Brittany running the point. Right side for Avi Leese. Backdoor cut. Stuckmeyer doesn't get it. Establishes herself in the left corner. Now Kimmon will drive. Look to dish. Ball knocked loose by a Bomber defender. Picked up by Alexis Hasser. Bombers back. Inside. They work it into Lundquist with the left hand. No. Got her own miss. And another Pioneer foul coming on the second attempt by Emily Lundquist. Pioneer foul is going to be indicated here. Avi Leese, her first third Pioneer foul. It comes 14-17 to go. Off to the left, Lundquist misses. Still 4-3 Pioneers. Lundquist now will shoot for the tie. And that ball is through. We are tied at 4 in Bram. 3:45 into the contest. Rebecca Langer in the ball game now during the whistle and a traveling violation on the Pioneers out front. So you've got Avi Leese out and Rebecca Langer in now for the Pioneers. Right side dribble drive by Sierra Giffrow. Now works it left side off into the hands of Fiddler. Fiddler, nice crossover, gets her open on the left side in front of a standing coach, Marcus Artner. Loose ball picked off inside by Taylor Kimmon, anticipating the pass. 13:45 to go in a tie game. And Brittany traveled. She went to pass, and the teammate she was going to pass to, either Rebecca or Malia, darted across court and nowhere to go for Brittany, and that caused her to stutter step. Laura Skiba checks in now for the Pioneers. Pioneers in a man-to-man. Long three is off. Rebound tipped and taken by the Bombers. A lot of second opportunities here. Lundquist for three. That rains in. Emily Lundquist, 6'1", senior for three, and she's got six of her team's seven, and it's a 7-4 Bomber lead. Here's Stuckmeyer, right side of the free throw line. No rebound for Lundquist. Lundquist is the one matchup the Pioneers might struggle with. Their lead pass on a break. No miss there by Hannah Cornelius. Rebound for the Pioneers, Malia Bozer. Front court now comes Rebecca Langer. Couple of dribbles on the right wing in front of the Bomber bench. 12:55 to go, first half. 7-4 Bram. Right side for Skiba. Laura holds it. Still hasn't used up her dribble. Now finds Stuckmeyer down deeper in the right corner. Kelsey looking to find an opening teammate, and it's Langer. Draws a double, and now Stuckmeyer, ball back in her hands. Flips it off right side for Malia Bozer. Puts it on the floor once. Tried to get it through to Skiba, and it deflected off to Langer, luckily. Now Skiba goes baseline, got bumped out of bounds, and the ball comes back into play, and off to the races goes Hannah Cornelius to the other end, up and in. Cornelius, and a timeout for Coach Artner. The Bombers are on a little run. They've grabbed a 9-4 lead, 12:15 to go. First half here from Bram Area High School on You Are There Sports.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, back to live action after the Pioneer timeout. A held ball goes in favor of Bram, so they walk it up court with a five-point lead, just under 12 minutes to go in the half. Bram 9, Pierce 4. It's an 8-0 run for the Bombers. They get the ball deep again, and an errant shot high off the glass, but the Bombers keep it alive with another offensive board. That's a part of the game that Coach Artner can't be happy with. Second chance opportunities here for Bram. Lundquist has it, poked away. Here comes Kelsey Stuckmeyer. One man back. Stuckmeyer up and good. Kelsey's first points. Ball was poked away and it rolled out to midcourt, and Kelsey just picked it up and went in for the layup. First points for Stuckmeyer, cuts the lead to 9-6. Lundquist now, little turnaround, no. Offensive rebound, but a push is going to go against Bram. That's Maddie Nelson, who checked in during the timeout, called on the push. She is a 5'10 junior off the bench. Also in the ball game, McKenna Grahams, a 6-foot junior now. Lundquist is actually out of the game. That was Grahams that shot that last one, and Nelson on the foul. Langer out, and Grace Gottwald checks in. So it's Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Malia Bozer, Grace Gottwald, and Laura Skiba on the court now for the Pioneers. Down by three with 11-10 to go in the half. Here's Grace out, well out on the perimeter behind the left circle. Bounces it out to the point to Malia Bozer. Back inside, whistle, and we're going to get a reach in on a Bomber defender. 15, that is Mackenzie Warner. Her first, a reserve guard off the bench for Coach Hoffman. Into Stuckmeyer, catch and shoot, and off. Rebound tipped and tipped again, and finally controlled by the Bombers. Giffrow up the sideline. Here comes Warner driving and short on the shot. Loose in the lane. Stuckmeyer wins the race to it. Kelsey with Skiba ahead. Crossover dribble. Kelsey can't quite get control. Finds Bozer out deep, and Malia sinks a three. Malia Bozer's first points ties the game at 9 with 10.5 to go. Little scoop pass inside, nicely done. Whistle and a foul. I believe this will be Maddie Nelson shooting the free throws. Foul is going to go on the Pioneers' Laura Skiba. Her first, fourth team foul. Nobody with more than one for Coach Artner. And this is Maddie Nelson, a 5'10 junior. Free throw rolls in. 10-9 Bombers, 10:27 to go until half. Amelia Fiddler back in for the Bombers. Also, Hannah Cornelius, a couple of backcourt players. One more for Nelson, and that one is off to the left. And the rebound tipped by Grace Gottwald over to teammate Laura Skiban. The Pioneers gain control, down a point, 10:20 to go until half. Right side, Malia Bozer. Malia dribble and dishes out to the point to Britt Bozer. Brittany. Drive and dish off to Skiba on the right side in front of the Bomber bench. Boy, we have seen so many games here, Pierce and Bram, over the years, both boys and girls games. And a nice visit with Breck Weber, the assistant to Marcus Artner, before the game. Remember those days when the boys would come over here and the gym would be full and they'd be turning people away by the start of the JV boys game back in the heyday of Bram. Tie up as Bozer and Cornelius go down on the floor, and held ball goes to Pierce this time. 9:51 to go. Brittany Bozer will throw it in on the sideline across from the bench area. Finds Malia Bozer coming to the ball. Bram 10, Pierce 9. Each team has had a lead. Gottwald off to Bozer, left wing. To the free throw line, now to Skiba, right side. To the baseline for Brittany Bozer. Lob inside. Malia looking for some room, flips it to Grace Gottwald. Little 8-footer from the wing, off. Rebound for Maddie Nelson. Bombers look to run. Pioneers got back well. Lundquist from deep, about 3 feet behind the arc, came up a little short, ball ricochets to the corner and out. That was the scouting report I got on Lundquist. She will fire, and she will fire well behind the line. It's good information there. Brittany Bozer brings it across the Bomber logo at midcourt to the near side. 9:12 to go. Grace saves it from going out of bounds. Backed into the hands of Brittany Bozer. Stuckmeyer cuts through the lane. Brittany, one dribble, finds Skiba at the point. Right side now for Gottwald. Good entry pass inside to Brittany, posting up on the right block. but couldn't get a shot off and goes back out, and they will reset with Malia Bozer. Now for Stuckmeyer. Kelsey probes the middle of the defense, comes back out, 8:45 to go. 10-9, Skiba from the baseline will put it up and rim it in. Laura Skiba knocks it home. Skiba's first bucket, and Piers goes up by a point, 11-10, 8:35 to go. Near steal on the wing. Boy, Malia almost got that one. There's Lundquist firing one off the glass as she drew contact, and it dropped. Emily Lundquist with a bucket and a chance for the three. Pioneer foul is called on Grace Gutwalt. Taylor Kimmon will replace Grace now with 8:31 to go. That's 8 points of the 12 for Lundquist. And that one is good. 9 for Emily Lundquist. And it's Bram 13, Piers 11 with under 8.5 minutes to go. First half from Bram. Bozer driving Brittany to the corner for Skiba. Open from 5, got it off the window. Laura Skiba back-to-back Pioneer hoops. And it's tied at 13, 8:10 to go. Good crossover dribble by Hannah Cornelius. Inside for Nelson, missed. Loose ball pulled away by Bram. They'll reset out front again to the wing. Now it's Emily Lundquist handling it off to Amelia Fiddler. Drives to the left side over in front of the Pioneer bench. Poked away by Brittany Bozer. Brittany with those quick hands just got a little flick of the wrist and knocked it into the Pioneer bench area. Now Nelson will check out and Alexis Hasser will come back in. 7:53 to play until half. Tie ball game, 13 apiece. Inbounds to Fiddler at midcourt. Defended by Britt Bozer. Driving, lost the handle, and Brittany's going to be called for a hold. That'll be the first on Brittany Bozer. 6 team foul. 6 different Pioneers have picked up a personal so far. Down to 7:45 to go. Coach Hoffman will bring Sierra Giffrow back in, replacing McKenna Grahams. Baseline right on the pass in for the Bombers. Quickly into the right corner. Lundquist curls out front, gets a shot off, missed it off to the right. Rebound, Laura Skiba. Nice inbounds play, though, by the Bombers to get Lundquist open look. Inside, Bozer. Ball fake. Lundquist will challenge. Got a piece of that ball as it comes off the side of the backboard. And the Bombers will look to break the 13-all tie. Front court with Lundquist and 7:20 to play until half. One dribble right side now to Giffrow. Giffrow launches too hard, back rim. Loose ball underneath, blocked by Brittany Bozer. And get Brittany for a foul. That's 2 on senior Brittany Bozer. And it's the 7th team foul. This is a shooting foul for Amelia Fiddler, a 5'5 senior, looking for her first points. And the first straight through. Five for 8 so far, the Bombers from the line. Pioneers have yet to attempt a free throw this half. 14-13, Bram, second up, around and in. Fiddler drains both. And now she will take a seat on the bench, replaced in the lineup for Bram by Mackenzie Warner. 7:10 to go, 15-13, Bram. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to the corner. Inside, Bozer. Malia looks for space. No, got her own miss. Still with position to shoot. Will put it off. No, a third try, and Malia's fouled. Malia working hard inside. Will they award her with 2 free throws or not? Yes. No, underneath. Inbounds. Foul called on the Bombers. Number 2, Sierra Giffrow, her first. Third team foul, and the Pioneers have it tipped out of bounds. It stays with Pierce. 6:51 to go until half. With Brittany on the bench, Malia Bozer assigned the duties of throwing the ball inbounds. Now Stuckmeyer takes it. Got a screen from Skiba to set up a 3. Missed it, though. And Malia is going to be called for a push, battling for the rebound. That's 2 on Malia. We'll go to the other end, and the Bombers are in the bonus with 6:44 to go. So Brittany Bozer, Malia Bozer now with 2 apiece. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Avi Lease, Grace Gutwalt, and Laura Skiba each with a foul. And shooting the bonus free throw situation for the Bram Bombers is 5'7 junior Sierra Giffrow, 1 of 2 tonight. Got to make the first to get the second. She'll get the second. Straight through. Now, after the made free throw, Maddie Nelson, the 5'10 junior, back in. Alexis Hasser sits. 16-13, Bombers. Here's the bonus. Nothing but net again. 3 of 4 from the line for Giffrow, and the lead is 4. 17-13, Bram. Stuckmeyer off now. Rebecca Langer has checked in. For Skiba, out on the right corner. Here's Kimmen inside, just inside the free throw line in the lane. Dribbles once, finds Kelsey Stuckmeyer, right wing. Skips it across the way for Rebecca Langer. Langer will drive the left side, draw contact, and Rebecca's going to go to the line. I believe this will go on the Bombers. Fiddler. And it'll be junior Rebecca Langer shooting the first free throws of the night for the Pioneers. Foul is called on Mackenzie Warner, her second. Free throw off and no good. So Rebecca will shoot one more. 17-13, Bram. We've got 6:24 to go until the half. Second for the junior Langer. That one is off to the right. And the rebound controlled by Lundquist and the Bombers. So an empty trip to the free throw line. Back up court, Lundquist will go right to the basket and score. And Emily Lundquist continues to carry the load for the Bombers. Pioneers lose it on a dribble, and it's picked off by Warner. Back the other way, Giffrow. 6 minutes to go. Lundquist thought about it. Kimmen closed on it to deny the shot. That leaves somebody open left side, and that's a three. Warner. Mackenzie Warner right in front of the Pioneer bench, and the Bombers are up by 9, 22-13 on a 9-0 run. It's their second big run of the game. They had an 8-0 run earlier. Now they're on a 9-0 sprint, and the foul on Warner, that's 3. Her third, team's fifth. She's going to sit as Amelia Fiddler will come in. 22-13 Bombers, 5:45 to go. Pass comes in to Malia Bozer. Lob in for Kimmen in traffic, blocked by Lundquist. And Lundquist controls, and the senior brings it up court. Here's a backdoor cut, nicely done, and the Bombers really worked that play well. Three passes and a layup. That bucket put in by Maddie Nelson, and that prompts a timeout for Coach Marcus Artner as Bram has ripped off 11 unanswered points. And with 5:24 to go in the half, Bram now leading Pierce 24-13 on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Coach Harder uses his second timeout. Bram on an 11-0 run here to grab an 11-point lead, 24-13. It was tied at 13. Now Grace Gottwalt will drive and be fouled. This will be Maddie Nelson on a block. Second on her, sixth team foul. It comes with 5:10 left to play. Baseline on the pass in. Comes into Taylor Kimmen on the block. Out, Kelsey Stuckmeyer will ball fake, get to the lane and score. Nice ball fake and layup by Kelsey Stuckmeyer gives her 4. Makes it a 24-15 Bomber lead. Ball handling out front now is Amelia Fiddler. Right side, good defense by Langer. Stuckmeyer overplayed the pass. Left the Bombers open momentarily. They'll fire from the corner, miss it. Gottwald skies up for the board. 4:40 left to play. Stuckmeyer back into the front court now, the senior. To the corner for Kimmon. Kimmon sees a lane. 8-footer inside. No. Rebound, Bombers. Hannah Cornelius up ahead. Quickly into the front court. Bombers wasting little time, and that's a two. Put down by Sierra Giffro. Five for her. And it's a 26-15 Bomber advantage with 4:12 to go until half. Stuckmeyer, Gutwalt, Kimmon, Malia Bozer, and Langer out on the court. Rebecca back for Kelsey Stuckmeyer on the left arc. Defended out there by Cornelius. Gives it off to Malia Bozer. Free throw line. Malia a little short, and Cornelius was all alone underneath the rim to pick up the rebound. Here comes Bram on the other end. Shot, foul, and a block is going to send Bombers back to the line here. Pierce is winning the time of possession, but the Bombers are leading on the scoreboards. The foul is on Rebecca Langer, her first. Ninth team foul. 3:51 to go. Back to the free throw line. Two for two so far tonight is Amelia Fiddler, high five senior. That one is good. 9 of their 27 points have come from the charity stripe. Back into the lineup comes 21. That's McKenna Grahams, a 6-foot junior. Second is also good. 4 for 4 in the half for Amelia Fiddler. Lead is 13, 28-15 Bram with 3:45 to go. Langer running the point, hands it to Kelsey. She'll fire away, and that's short. Kelsey just hasn't found the zone yet. She was 6 for 24 from the field on Tuesday, and both her buckets tonight have basically been layups on drives. Rebound underneath, pulled away by Langer off a miss, and then her pass picked off by Lundquist. 3:22 to go. Bram now down low to Grahams, and we have a traveling violation. Bombers will give it away as Laura Skiba will return, replacing Grace Gutwalt. 3:19 to go. Pioneers need a late scoring run here and close the gap. Down by 13, 28-15. With 3:15 to go. Kelsey inside. Bozer with a nice cut but can't finish. And then she fights for the loose ball and ties up inside with Alexis Hasser. And the arrow this time goes to Bram. And now Cornelius will return, replacing Fiddler. Pierce has Taylor Kimmon, Laura Skiba, Rebecca Langer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and Malia Bozer out on the court. Bombers have the ball out on the perimeter, tipped into the backcourt by Kelsey, but retrieved by the Bombers' Cornelius. Kelsey comes in again, forces Cornelius to lose the handle momentarily, retrieves it, now throws it left corner in front of the Pioneer bench. Lundquist from deep, off the mark, and that'll go to Taylor Kimmon off the miss. 2:40 to go. 28-15 Bombers. It was tied at 13. Here's Langer getting inside and scoring. Rebecca Langer from about 8 feet out, and Coach Hoffman will use a timeout. Her first. Short one here for the Bombers. It comes with 2:31 to go. 28-17 in Bram.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, as we come back to live action here, it is a foul on Malia Bozer. And going to the line to shoot two in the double bonus is Giffro, and she nails the first. 6 points for her now, four from the line. And Malia's going to, they only have two fouls on Malia on the board. I've got her for three in my book. We'll see. We'll take the two, though. That's better for us. Second free throw is also good. Bombers getting a lot of chances and capitalizing from the free throw line. It's Bram 30, Pierce 17, 2:20 to go until half. Pioneers on offense, top of the key. Here's Stuckmeyer. Lost a dribble down the lane, picked off by Lundquist, feeds it ahead for Giffrow. Back for Lundquist, now return pass. Giffrow open three, and it wedges between the backboard and the rim. That's a held ball, and it's a jump ball, alternating possession. And none of the refs have the vertical to change that, so we're going to get an extra basketball out and dislodge it. 2:06 to go. Alternating possession is what happens when that situation occurs. 10 years ago, you'd been able to get up and get that. 2 minutes to go. 30-17 Bombers. Left side, Gottwalt feeds off now. Stuckmeyer whistle. And we're going to get a moving screen on offense on the Pioneers. This is going to go on Langer. It is not a free throw violation, our shooting opportunity, I should say. It's a turnover. Second on Rebecca Langer. And it comes with a minute 56 to go. The Bombers by 13. Front court now working the point is Sierra Giffrow. Pioneers just had a 13-13 tie. And then the Bombers rattled off 11 straight. Minute 35 as they work the perimeter. Lundquist over Gottwalt. No rebound, Taylor Kimmon. Lundquist leading all scorers with 11. Lead pass. Skiba steps around the defender. Missed the shot, though, and it's out of bounds. Touch last, I believe, by Grace. Well, nice idea there by Laura. Just didn't get enough on the shot up to get it over the iron. 1:20 to go. Bombers. Cross midcourt with the ball in the hands of Sierra Giffrow. Off to the left side comes McKenna Grahams. Quickly out Lundquist. They lose track of her, and she makes him pay with a three from the left corner. 14 first half points for Emily Lundquist, and it's a 33-17 lead. 58 seconds left. Now Kelsey will fire, try to answer, and hits a three. Kelsey from in front of the Bram bench. She's got seven. 33-20. Pioneers will look for a stop and maybe close the half on a minor scoring run. Pass thrown away underneath by the Bombers. There's the stop. 40 seconds to go. Bram 33, Piers 20. Pioneers will look for a good shot here. It's Langer, Stuckmeyer, Gottwalt, Skiba, and Kimmon on the court. Kelsey just to the left of the top of the key. Inside for Kimmon. Off for Laura. Right side. Trouble gaining a handle. Now does. Looking for help. Langer rotates around. 22 seconds left. Here's Stuckmeyer. Runner. Left hand. Got it. Kelsey. Back-to-back field goals. 33-22. Back on the other end. Quickly is Grahams. 12 to play. Lundquist steps around. Skiba drives the lane. Missed the layup. Rebound off the knee of a Bomber with 6.7 seconds. Boy. Of all the shots Lundquist has had tonight, that was her easiest, and it came off the iron. 6.7. Quarter court pass in. Here come the Pioneers. Gottwald had it tipped. Grace gets it back with 1 second and a travel called with a half a second left. And it's likely going to be the halftime score of a double-digit lead for the Bombers. They'll inbounds. Just got to make sure they don't throw it towards the basket here. Half second is a time to catch and shoot here. Into Lundquist, but she doesn't get a shot off, and that's halftime. Pierce trails by 11 at the break. It's Bram 33, Pierce 22, although the Pioneers did score the final five of the half. So, halftime is upon us. Bombers by 11. We'll come back, tell you about it, give you the C-Squad JV scores and the area basketball schedule right after this on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Welcome back to Bram Area High School, where the Bram Bombers lead our Pierce Pioneers by 11, 33-22. Game was tied at 13, then an 11-0 Bomber scoring run stretched things out, and they've maintained that 11-point lead now. For the Bombers, leading the way, Emily Lundquist, their 6'1 senior. She doesn't spend a lot of time inside offensively. She's the tallest girl on the court, but she likes to float around the arc, and she shows that's probably a pretty good decision for her. She's hit 2 3-pointers. She leads all scorers with 14 points. 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 2-point field goals, and a pair of long-range shots. 7 for Sierra Giffro. 5 of 6 from the line. And then after that, you've got Amelia Fiedler with 4, all from the free throw line. 3 for Mackenzie Warner. 3 for Maddie Nelson. 2 for Hannah Cornelius. And playing but not scoring in the half for Bram were Alexis Hasser, the only starter that didn't score. And off the bench, a couple of players. McKenna Grahams. I guess that was it. 2 of the 8 players that played in the half for Coach Amber Hoffman didn't score. They were very good at the free throw line, converting 12 of 15 attempts. Foul situation, only one girl really in any jeopardy, and that's reserve guard Mackenzie Warner, picked up 3. Also off the bench, Maddie Nelson with 2. The only starter that got a foul was Sierra Giffro with 1. So Amber Hoffman should be at halftime in the locker room feeling pretty good about her team's foul situation. Coach Hoffman used 1 of her timeouts, so she's got 4 left. For the Pioneers at half, as we look at the scoring totals, Kelsey Stuckmeyer with 9, Malia Bozer with 3,4 for Laura Skiba, 2 for Rebecca Langer, 2 for Brittany Bozer, 2 for Taylor Kimmon. Pierce only took 2 free throws in the half. A couple of misses from Rebecca Langer. So they got outscored 12-0 from the free throw line and outshot in attempts 15-2. Big difference here why this game is where it's at. Not saying they weren't legitimate foul calls. It's just the way that first half played out. And of course, with a lot of foul shooting opportunities for Bram, that translates into foul trouble for Pierce. I had Malia Bozer for three, but I'm gonna, and the scoreboard only showed her with two. I'm gonna guess the other one was charged to Avi Lees, because Avi started the game and then she did not play. I think she picked up that second one that I credited to Malia. And I think the officials gave it to Avi because Avi didn't see the floor again after about the 14-minute mark. So I'm going to assume that she sat down with her second foul and did not return. So that if that is correct, that would mean that three starters with two fouls in the half, Avi, Malia Bozer, Brittany Bozer, and Rebecca Langer off the bench. One each on Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Grace Gutwalt, and Laura Skiba. Pioneers had to burn two of their timeouts, a short one and a long one, so Coach Artner has three remaining. Pioneers now coming back out onto the floor as the Bram Elementary basketball program performing out there. Earlier tonight, it was the JV winning by 7, 29-22. Katie LeBlanc leading the way with 11 points. Anna Taylor had 8. Mariah Olish had 8. And Amaya Rushlow had 2. JV kind of led the whole way in that one, winning by 7, 29-22. An even much more lopsided win in the C-Squad game for Pierce. They rolled 64-17 tonight. Mariah Bozer providing me with the scoring totals here. And it looks like Courtney Strohmeyer led the way with 15. Emily Sedlovsky with a dozen points. Emma Melby with 8. Emily Daler with 8. Alyssa Gertz had 8. Valerie Gall with 4. I think that, if I can read Mariah's writing, it's a 4 or 9. 3 for Hallie Zupan. Kelsey Cummings had 2. Haley Cook had 2. Libby Bozer had 2. 10, 12, 32, 34, 37, 45, 63. Yeah, it looks like that was a 4 for Valerie Gall, if I add up the math. So the Pioneers and Bombers are at halftime. About 2 minutes to go before the start of the second half. Bombers haven't reappeared yet. Other girls' games tonight include Painesville at home against Yellow Medicine East. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is playing at Norwood Young America tonight. And then one other conference team in action on the girls' side. That's Kimball at home against the Annandale Cardinals. Brainerd is at Sauk Rapids Rice. Sartell visiting Wilmer. These are Central Lakes games. Fergus Falls is at Ricori. Alex at Tech. Flyers are home tonight against Detroit Lakes. Melrose is playing down in Glenwood against Minnewaska area. On the boys' side of things, as that season gets underway, Royalton playing at Holding Ford tonight. Belgrade Bruton El Rosa is at Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunbird. ACGC is playing at New London Spicer. St. Cloud Cathedral is at Sartell tonight. Ricori at Monticello. The Swanville Bulldogs are at home against Brandon Evansville tonight. Then a couple of Central Lakes games. Alexandria is home to Morehead. And Brainerd is in Sauk Rapids taking on the Storm. The high school wrestling season for the Pioneers gets underway tomorrow morning. Pioneers go to the Wadena Deer Creek individual tournament. First time the Pioneers are there. And next week, they'll be at the Paul Bunyan in Brainerd. It's a Friday-Saturday individual tournament. Tomorrow's just a one day. Saturday, 10:30, we'll be there at Wadena Deer Creek High School for the start of the wrestling season. Not sure what the lineup will look like for the guys. A lot of those guys, obviously football players, and either haven't been in the room yet or have had very limited time on the mat as they recover from their Prep Bowl championship just 6 days ago. So we're ready for the second half. It's Bram 33, Pierce 22. The second half comes back to Bram on You Are There Sports after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, coming into the start of the second half, an immediate turnover forced by the Pioneer defense. Try to work it into the post, and the Pioneers tip it away and control the ball. Kelsey will fire a three, short, wide right, and it'll bounce out of bounds. 21 seconds gone by, second half, Bram 33, Piers 22. Pioneers start the second half personnel-wise with their starting five. A.B. Leese, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Taylor Kimmon, Brittany Bozer, and Malia Bozer. Here's a shot right side. No rebound. Pulled away by Brittany Bozer off a miss from Amelia Fiddler. Piers down 11, trying to get it to single digits and work from there. Leese's pass into the paint, knocked away. They're going to call a kickball on a Bram defender there. And the ball stays with Piers in front of their bench. It'll be Brittany Bozer into Stuckmeyer, back to Brittany. Brittany will run to the point, work it off down to the right baseline. Still going, just dribbled it off her foot. Out of bounds, over to Bram. 17:07 to go. Pioneers return to action Tuesday, a short road game to Royalton. And then Friday, it's a girl-boy doubleheader at home against Little Falls. Two games next week for the girls. Tip ball up front. Leese with a steal. Leese will challenge inside and put it up and draw a foul. Good job by Avi Leese making an impact. Leese is going to get a couple of free throws out of this, creating the turnover at midcourt and drawing the foul. Foul is called on Sierra Giffrow. That'll be her second, first of the half on the Bombers, and Avi Leese shooting a pair. First is good. Avi's first point. Makes it a 33-23 game. Checking out Alexis Hasser, returning McKenna Warner, and the ball knocked out of bounds off a miss, but it's awarded to Piers, so Piers will keep possession as Leese goes 1-for-2 from the line. Baseline right, Brittany Bozer to trigger in. Brittany looking, finds Stuckmeyer out at the point. Lob inside, wanted to get it through to Kimmon. Finally got it through to Taylor. Left hand, no. Rebound tipped out by the Pioneers or the Bombers. Touched last by the Pioneers. I think Brittany Bozer was the last to touch that ball. 16:44 remaining. 10:30 is the start time tomorrow morning in Wadena. Pioneer Wrestling Tournament at Wadena Deer Creek tomorrow. Looking forward to that campaign getting underway. Here's Grams at the free throw line, pivoting around, finding a teammate on the perimeter. Now quick ball movement here. Back out to Giffrow. Giffrow lost it momentarily, gets it back against Stuckmeyer. Drives, puts it off the window. No rebound inside. Lundquist foul. Emily Lundquist will go to the line. Pioneer foul will be indicated here on Malia Bozer. That's three on Malia. First team foul of the half. Lundquist shooting a pair. She's 2-for-3 tonight, leads all scorers with 14. Now 15. Each team has made a free throw tonight in this half. And that one is long. Rebound, battled for, and won by Bram. Another chance to score on the offensive end here, picking up a rebound. Loose ball tipped and stolen by the Pioneers. Kimmon picks up a deflected ball. Here's A.B. Leese. Open for three, right side. Too long. Rebound, Lundquist. 16 minutes to play. 34-23 Bombers. Front court now comes McKenna Grams. Her pass is that tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up back there by Giffrow. No, over and back. Over and back violation. He'll give it to Piers with 15:49 remaining. Leese will inbounds in front of her own bench. Pioneers down 11 here. A lot of time left, but they've got to start connecting. Here's Stuckmeyer trying with a left hand from the baseline. No left side rebound, and Malia's picked up her fourth. Got caught underneath the boards, fighting for position behind a Bomber And that's four on Malia, and she's going to sit as Laura Skiba will come in. Comes with 15:41 to go as Malia sits down with 3 points, but her fourth foul. Good box out there by Bram creating that play. Some pressure here extending by the Pioneer defense into a zone. Bombers work it well up court. Cross the lane for Lundquist. Got around Stuckmeyer for a 12-footer and buried it. Lundquist from the left side. And she's now got 17 points. 36-23 Bombers, 15-15 to go. Brittany Bozer. And not good spacing there between Brittany and Kelsey, and it deflects out of bounds. I think Kelsey was coming to set a screen. Brittany thought she was going to be passing, and it went into the bench. So the Bombers get it on a turnover. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, they lob ahead to Lundquist in the corner at the end of the Bram bench. Into the high post goes Grams, quickly to the left corner. Bombers really move the ball well. Inside, cutting the lane, at least got a hand in and knocked that out of bounds. They wanted to find McKenna Grams from the free throw line coming down the middle of the lane, but Avey able to poke it away. Pass in, scramble, and out of bounds. It rolled on the end line. 14:50 to play. Pioneers down by 13 here. Front court coming with Brittany Bozer at the point, the senior guard. Off now to Avey Lease. Lease lost the dribble as she pivoted around. It comes out to Hannah Cornelius. Cornelius ahead. Missed it. Rebound. Brittany Bozer pushing it the other way. Bombers hustling back. Stuckmeyer left side. Thought about it. Cut off by Cornelius. Cross-court pass into the hands now of Lease over to Skiba in the corner. Back out to the point comes Stuckmeyer. 14:20 to go. Pioneers down 13 here. Laura Skiba working against Lundquist. Puts it on the floor. Left hand. Lundquist with a block. Still in control of Skiba, though. Off the block by Lundquist. Now to Kimmon. Here's a Kelsey Stuckmeyer shot. That is short. And it is Grams on the sideline, and she dribbled it out of bounds. Could have let that one go. But it was off her hands, and the referee right there to signal that it was dribbled on the sideline. So it's back to Piers with exactly 14 minutes on the game clock. Into Avey Lease, back to Brittany Bozer. 36-23 Bombers. Lease will try a three. That is short. Rebound up front. Here comes Bram running the court. This is Ellery Shores into the ball game. She missed it. But it's picked up over on the opposite side by Fiddler. Inside shot. No. Skiba rebound off a miss by Maddie Nelson. 13:35 to go. Pioneers need to start filling up the hoop here. It was 13-13 at one point midway through the first half as Lease gets off balance and travels. Back in comes Alexis Hasser and a timeout taken by Bram. Bram uses a timeout with 13:28 to go. Their lead is 13, 36-23 here on You Are Their Sports. We'll be back with more action on You Are Their Sports.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Timeout is over. Both coaches now have three timeouts remaining on the game reset. 13:28 to play, second half. The score reads Bram 36, Piers 23. It was 33-22 at half. So the Bombers with a 3-1 scoring advantage here, 4.5 minutes in to the second half. Neither team really able to put points on the board here. Bombers with the ball. Pioneers setting up in a 1-3-1 zone here. And it forces a traveling call. Traveling violation on the Bombers. We'll give it to Piers at midcourt. So Coach Artner trying to change up defensive looks here. Gets the ball back into the hands of Brittany Bozer at the point just near the jump ball circle right side of the court. Looking for a screen. Dishes to the corner for Langer. Rebecca will pop from 18 and bury it. Just inside the circle, Rebecca Langer knocks it home. Four for her, and it's a 36-25 ball game. Up ahead comes Lundquist. Pioneers have to be aware where she is. They closed on her in a hurry that time. Into the high post, doubling down. Ball deflected and out of bounds and off some loser's hands. That loser would be me. Pioneers trying to get the lead down to single digits with the ball back. 12:50 to play. Brittany Bozer will jog it across midcourt. She's got Avi Lees, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Rebecca Langer, Taylor Kimmon with her on the court. Talise in the left corner, out high for Kimmon. Taylor for Stuckmeyer now. Got a Kimmon screen, a whistle, and a block away from the ball. We'll see which way this one's going to go. I think it's on Bram. It is on the Bombers. That's Lundquist called. Her first, team second this half. Comes with 12:38 to go. Now Lundquist is coming out, as is Fiddler. Hasser back in. Langer off the inbounds, a little short on the rim. Free throw line high, and the ball deflects right into a Bomber. Front court comes Hannah Cornelius for Hasser. Right side Shores, short rebound deflected and taken away by Avi Lease. 12:15 to go. Pioneers are down 11, 36-25. Brittany Bolzer is going to drive, draw contact, and draw a foul. Brittany made up her mind she was going to drive and go to the basket, and she's going to shoot free throws. Foul is called on Maddie Nelson. That's her third, one of their reserve forwards. Shooting two, senior Brittany Bolzer, 2 points tonight. Make it three. She sinks that one. Here comes Laura Skiba in. She must have had some blood on the jersey. She's now wearing number 35. One more for Brittany. And that one around and in, and the lead is down to nine. 36-27, Bombers with 12:10 to play. Pioneers set up in that 1-3-1 again. See, Skiba replaced Taylor Kimmon on the sub. There's a baseline, and they pass, and it hit the rim, and it comes down. Stuckmeyer looks ahead for Avi Lease, and then Avi slams on the brakes, and they'll set it up at half court. 11:50 to go, a 9-point lead now. Inside for Lease, quickly out. Skiba has a 15-footer off. Rebound, Bombers underneath. Now they hesitated, and then pull it out of the pack. Ellaria Shores up court against Lease. Hasser quickly to the wing, left side for Cornelius. Overthrown Hasser into the Bomber bench with 11:28 to go. Pioneers starting to get a little momentum here. And Amelia Fiddler, their starting point guard, will come back in, replacing Ellaria Shores. 11:28 to go, 36-27. Pioneers down by nine now. Kelsey Stuckmeyer crosses midcourt, gives it off to Avi Lease. Inside, intended for Bolzer, deflected, stolen by Bram. Now Fiddler coming back with the left hand in front of the home crowd. Steps over Skiba, missed it. Rebound, Langer is fouled, and Rebecca Langer with a good position inside. And this Bram foul is called on number three, Fiddler, her first. Team's fourth of the half. Four team fouls on Bram, two on Piers. Possession arrow belongs to Piers as we're coming up on 11 minutes left to play in a 36-27 Bram advantage. They led 33-22 at half. Whistle and a moving screen foul on the Pioneers. Avi Lease picks that one up. Her third, team's third as well. Goes as a turnover in the book. And we're under 11 minutes by one tick. 10:59 and counting here in Bram. Lease running the point on that 1-3-1. Bombers work it down low for Hasser. Into the high post works McKenna Grahams. Shot from the corner is too long. And the Pioneers control the rebound. That was a Sierra Giffro attempt. 10:35 to go as Brittany Bozer hands the ball inside. Here's Skiba posting up. Kick out for Lease. Right side Langer. Inside, cutting to the basket is Brittany Bozer, and she's fouled. Good look from Rebecca Langer as Bozer cut baseline and got in position to receive the ball and turn and shoot. And the Bram foul is called on Fiddler, her second. Team's fifth, and Brittany, who just made two, goes back to the line with 10:25 to play. Good. Brittany now with 5 points. 3 for 3 from the line this half. 36-28, the lead is 8. That one is off to the left, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Touched last by Brams. Grams. Pierce keeps it. Long arms as McKenna Grams, a 6-foot junior, just reached over the top of Laura Skiba but couldn't grab the ball and tipped it out of bounds. Stuckmeyer inbound shot and in and out. Two Pioneers underneath the board, including Langer. She goes up with a rebound shot and is fouled, and Rebecca's going to go to the line. Pioneers need to get as many points as they can from the line here. The foul is called on Alexis Hasser, her first. It's also the team's sixth. That means Pierce will be shooting bonus free throws the rest of the night. This is a shooting foul for Langer, the junior. Good. If I remember right, I think Rebecca was a Knights of Columbus free throw champion back in the day, and she looked it there straight through. 36-29 as Langer for one. Got them both, and the lead has been whittled to 6. 36-30. Still a lot of basketball. Over half of the second half remaining. 10:15 to go, and Hasser can't save it as it went through her hands out of bounds. Piers will get it back. 10:11 left, down a half a dozen points. Brittany Bozer, A.B. Leese, Rebecca Langer, Laura Skiba, and Kelsey Stuckmeyer on the court. 36-30. Bozer, left-hand dribble. Free throw line high, back out top. Stuckmeyer backing down the defense. Had it picked from behind, and the Bombers create a turnover. Now Emily Lundquist will go one-on-one to the basket. Partially deflected by Brittany Bozer with a block. Comes down to Langer, looking for help. Got it to A.V. Leese. 9:45 remaining, 36-30. Bombers had a sizable lead in the mid-teens, now down to 6. Here's Leese driving deep and traveled. Almost got to the rim, but just lost it at the last second and is called for the traveling violation. Coach Hoffman is going to bring Maddie Nelson in at the next dead ball. This extended 1-3-1 here by the Pioneers. Lundquist now into the front court. Underneath pass stolen by Stuckmeyer. Here's Kelsey with Lundquist side by side. Kelsey curls back, gives it to Brittany Bozer. Leese on the right side, thought about it. Now to the corner for Langer, right side. Inside Stuckmeyer with position. Up, no. And the ball is in the hands of the Bombers. Hannah Cornelius, front court, and then she curls back. Almost over and back as the player hadn't controlled. And then now they call a travel. And Coach Hoffman needs a timeout. 9:03 to go. The Pioneers have some momentum. They'll have the ball down 6, 36-30 when we come back to Bram.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger. Wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams. Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right. The Bombers use a timeout. They've got two left as the Pioneers have rallied to within 6 now. 36-30. They've got the ball. And we're underway again with Brittany Bozer, A.B. Leese, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Laura Skiba, and Rebecca Langer on the court. Bozer into the front court. Brittany to the corner right side for Skiba. Into the lane. Leese muscles it up. Lundquist knocks it out of bounds on a block. Stays with Piers underneath. 8:49 left. Team foul, 6 on Bram, 3 on Piers. Possession arrow in Piers' favor. Stuckmeyer off the inbound, scores for 2 from the right baseline. A 2-pointer. That's 11 tonight for Kelsey. And the lead is down to 4, 36-32. First points of the half for Kelsey. Lundquist, right corner, give and go inside. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Driving hard to the basket was Fiddler. And a couple of Pioneers got a piece of the ball. It'll stay with the Bombers, right baseline. Fiddler to throw it in. Guarded by Brittany Bozer. Into the corner comes Sierra Giffrow. Cross-court pass right into the hands of Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 8:25 to go. Piers with a chance again to cut into the lead. Down 4. Langer, free throw line, double. Knocked loose by Lundquist. Steal. Lundquist works at front court, left side. Still going baseline. Off-balance leaner, no. Loose ball rebound. Skiba out of the pack. Double down low. Got it off to Brittany Bozer. 8 minutes to go. Bozer wheels into the front court. Got it off to A.V. Lease. Lease to the corner for Langer. Rebecca Langer dribbles once, stops, whistle away from the ball, and a moving screen again on the Pioneers away from the ball. Laura Skiba will get the foul, her second, team's fourth. Several times tonight, the Pioneers have been called on that violation. 7:54, a lot of ball left to be played here. This game has become much more competitive now. 36-32 after the Bombers had built a double-digit mid-teens lead early in this half. Lead is down to 4. Here's a 3 from Fiddler in the corner. Got it. Big shot, Amelia Fiedler. Her first field goal gives her 7 points. And the lead is 7. 39-32 Bombers right in front of me in the corner. Here's Brittany Bozer. Off for Kelsey. Nice ball fake. Splits 2 defenders. Puts it up and scores. 13 for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. And the lead is 5. 39-34. Pioneers with that 1-3-1 pressure. Lease at midcourt. Here's a high pass overthrown, and the Pioneers force another turnover with that defense. 7:10 to go, and Piers will inbounds again. Brittany will inbounds to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 7:05 to go in the ball game. 39-34 Bram. Here's Brittany. Left-hand dribble. She's going to give it off to Skiba. Right side score! Skiba from Bozer. 6 for Laura Skiba. It's a one-possession game. 39-36. High pass coming, and that's another turnover. Out of bounds. They're trying to get that pass from midcourt down to the corner, and they're just leading their teammates too far. 6:40 to go. 39-36. Here's Brittany Bozer. Hand check foul out front on the Bombers' Fiddler. Her third, and the Pioneers are going to the free throw line. 1-1 for Britt Bozer. Stopping the clock with 6:37 left. 39-36, Bram by 3. Brittany Bozer tonight is 3-for-4. This is the bonus now. That was team foul 7 on the Bombers. First is short. Skiba fought for the rebound but lost it. So Pioneers can't capitalize on that chance. 6.5 to go. Front court now, Giffrow. Down low, another Bram turnover. Just out of sync with their passing right now, and they're all high passes. Piers will get it back. They can tie with a 3. 39-36, Bram. Bozer met at midcourt by Amelia Fiddler. Now across the timeline. Brittany still with her dribble, hands it off. Kelsey for the tie. It's just off. Rebound inside Langer. Langer traveled. She kind of took a little crow hop. And the referee, rightly so, called her for the travel. Now Taylor Kimmon will come in for Skiba. McKenna Grams checks out. Replaced by Maddie Nelson in the Bram lineup. Bombers walk it up court. We're coming up on 6 minutes remaining in regulation. And a turnover to Kimmon. Right through the hands of Nelson, who just checked in. Here's Stuckmeyer to the corner for Kim and left side. Taylor into the lane comes Lease. Avey back to Brittany Bozer. Driving to the corner goes Langer. Langer inside for Lease. Back out. Stuckmeyer. Ball fake. Got her into the lane. Shot deflected. Loose ball Nelson. Back the other way for Bram. Lead pass ahead. In traffic. Fiddler up and scores. Nice break there for the Bombers. 9 for Amelia Fiddler. Good transition hoop there for the Bombers. 41-36 on that layup. 5:20 left to play. Pierce has 3 timeouts left. Bombers with 2. Right corner, Langer will fire away. It's good. That's a 2 for Rebecca. Just inside the line. Langer knocked it home. She's got 8. 3-point game again. Lundquist from 15, right baseline. Swish. Lundquist answers. 19 for Emily Lundquist. 43-38. Under 5 minutes left. Brittany Bozer gets a screen from Lease. Pick and roll near midcourt. Brittany will fire 3 off. Rebound Kimmon loose on the left side. Fouled and doesn't get the shot to drop. But Taylor Kimmon will go to the line as she was all alone on the left side as the 3 from the right side skimmed off the rim. And Taylor was the only player there to get the rebound. Fortunately, she couldn't get the shot to go. The foul is on Nelson, her 4th, team's 8th. Shooting foul for Taylor. The senior got it. 3 points tonight for Taylor Kimmon, and it's a 43-39 game. Hasser back in, replacing Nelson. 4:46 left. One more for Taylor Kimmon. Up, and that one is off. Rebound tipped to the baseline, picked up by Bram. Lead pass tipped away, was it double deflected? Stuckmeyer tipped it. I thought it might have gone off Lundquist momentarily, but no. See, Kelsey was the only one to tip it at midcourt. So it stays with Bram. 43-39, a 4-point Bomber lead. Front court now. Almost stolen, and it's a kick ball. Lease called for the kick. It stays with Bram. 8 team fouls on Bram, 4 on Pierce. Possession arrow belongs to Pierce. 4.5 minutes to go as the Bombers work at front court. And they throw it away. That was Fiddler going baseline, trying to dish for Cornelius, and just led her too far, and Pierce has the ball back again. 43-39 with 4:20 left. Bozer met at midcourt by Fiddler. Takes it off the dribble for Stuckmeyer. Kelsey with the left hand, had it poked away, picked away by Fiddler. Now Hannah Cornelius comes out of traffic with the ball. Cornelius to the left side, back to Fiddler. To Lundquist, quickly into the hands of Cornelius, knocked away by Lease. Avey with a steal, gets it off to Brittany Bozer. Back to Avey, front court now. Into the high post goes Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Pivoting around, back for Lease. 3:50 left, timeout for Coach Artner and the Pioneers. Bram 43, Pioneers 39. This is a full timeout with 3:50 to go. An exciting conclusion coming up here from Bram on You Are There Sports.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, Go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pierce with the basketball after the timeout. Back to play. Stuckmeyer in the front court. 3:45 to go. 43-39 Bram in what was once at least a 16-point lead. Bozer called for a charge. Brittany tried to drive the lane from the right side. and picks up her third foul, a charging call. Fifth team foul, it's a turnover. Lot of time left. 3:39 to go. Bombers work it up courts at a snail's pace here. They've had trouble with this defense. Front court now works it Sierra Giffro. Giffro down into the corner. Cross the way for Cornelius. To the wing, right side for Shores, who's in the game following the timeout. Cornelius for Lundquist. Down low, they get an open look. Hasser blocked by Kimmen, and Taylor controls. Hands it off to Brittany Bolzer, and she's fouled. This is going to go on Sierra Giffro, and it's going to send Brittany Bolzer to the other end for free throws. Ninth team foul with 3:13 to go. Taylor Kimmen with the big block and control. 43-39 Bram Kimmen, or I should say Brittany Bolzer, 3 for 5, made her first three, has missed her last two. This is the last time the Pioneers will shoot the single bonus. It'll be double bonus the rest of the way. That one in and out. And hustling after the loose ball rebound and knocking it out of bounds, though, was Rebecca Langer. She got down on the floor and really hustled, but just couldn't save it. So Pioneers miss an opportunity. 3:10 to go. Score remains 43-39. Bram with the basketball. Bram is 0-1. They lost by 4 Tuesday to Malacca. Pioneers defeated Uppsala on Tuesday by 16. Pioneers try to trap on the sideline. Weaving through that is Fiedler, and she throws it away to Langer. Pioneers need to start cashing in on these turnovers. 2:50 to go. Every foul now puts Pierce at the line for two. Here's a Stuckmeyer shot. No. Rebound tipped to Langer. Cross the way for Lease right side. They'll reset with Kelsey. Kelsey drives, stops, backs off. Three-pointer is up, and it is off to the right. And Kimmen will get called for this foul, battling for the loose ball rebound. Taylor's first. Team sixth with 2:35 left. Ball from Kelsey just hung on the rim a couple of shallow bounces and fell off to the right. Would have been a three and cut the lead to one. It's 43-39 Bram. 2.5 minutes to play. Backcourt lob into the front court. McKenna Grahams. Here's a right-handed shot off. Langer off the miss from Fiedler. Trapped. Got it off. Pioneers might have numbers. Bowser racing ahead. Off to Stuckmeyer down in the deep left corner. Back for A.V. Lease. For Langer, right side against McKenna Grahams. Stops. Finds Brittany for three. No. Long rebound. Weak side. Cornelius tracks it down. 2 minutes to go. And a whistle and a carry is called on Hannah Cornelius. That's a Bram turnover. Pressure applied by A.V. Lease in the backcourt. Here comes Laura Skiba back in. And Taylor Kimmen will get a breather. 2 minutes exactly left. 43-39. The pass comes into A.V. Lease at midcourt. The senior guard off for Brittany Bolzer. Brittany, ball overhead. Now starts her dribble towards the point. Into the lane comes Skiba. To the corner, Lease fires, air ball. But the loose ball on the opposite side to Langer on the left baseline. Got it off to Stuckmeyer, and Stuckmeyer's foul. Kelsey's going to shoot two. Double bonus for Kelsey Stuckmeyer coming up. With a minute 41 to go, the foul is on Alexis Hasser. Her second, 10th team foul. First free throws of the night coming for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. She's got 13 points. No, missed it. One more. Still 43-39. Pioneers missing free throws here. They only shot two in the first half. Missed both of those. Here's the second. That one is good. So it's a one-possession game, 43-40 on the Stuckmeyer free throw. Clock moving, a minute 35. Both teams, two timeouts left. Pioneers trapping at midcourt. Near steal, but they got it through to Lundquist. Now inside to Fiedler for Hasser against Skiba and hit the bottom of the rim. And there was Brittany Bolzer, got knocked off the floor, and the ball is loose out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Bram. Bombers ball with 81 seconds left. It'll be passed in by Fiedler in the corner. holds the ball overhead. Fiddler looking, fires it inside. Graham's triple team down low, out to Lundquist, three, too long, rebound, and they're going to get Graham's over the back. That'll put Piers at the line for two with a minute 15. Who will get the free throws? There were three Pioneers boxing out, and the six-foot junior Graham's called for the push. It'll be Rebecca Langer. Langer, 2-for-4 tonight, 8 points. The junior can make it a one-point game with two free throws. Here's the first. No! Boy, the Pioneers. They'd have a lead if they were shooting well from the line. So this will make it a two-point game. Yep, that one's good. 9 points for Rebecca, 43-41 with a minute 10 to go. Backcourt Fiddler bounces it across the way. Giffrow down to Lundquist in the corner. Whistle, traveling call. Lundquist shuffled the feet. With 105 left, Pierce can take the lead with a three. Anna Cornelius checks in. Sierra Giffrow takes a seat. 105 to go, 43-41 Bram. Bozer, front court. In the jump ball circle now. To the corner. Three-pointer for the lead. No! Langer, but it's tracked down by Skiba. 50 seconds to go. Into the lane. Bozer up. No! And rebound for Bram. That is Graham's. 43 seconds left. Now Hasser. Back out front to Fiddler. Fiddler to the point. Lost it. Jump ball. Arrow to Piers. Jump ball. Arrow to Piers with 35 seconds left. 43-41 Bombers. Bozer, Langer, Lease, Stuckmeyer, and Skiba on the court. We'll see if those five come back on the court because there's a timeout taken by Piers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brent today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Here's their game reset in Bram tonight. The Bombers lead the Pioneers 43-41 with 35.3 seconds remaining on the clock. Pierce has one timeout left, two remaining for the Bombers. Possession arrow now to Bram. Possession of the basketball belongs to Pierce in the backcourt. Brittany Bozer crosses midcourt with 31 seconds left. Man-to-man by the Bombers. Bozer off to Langer, right corner with 25. Lob inside, Skiba blocked. Kasser has it, pulls it away with 20. Pioneers need to foul now. Lundquist, and there is a foul. This will go on Avi Lease. Her fourth stops the clock with 16.4 to play. And it'll be Emily Lundquist shooting free throws. 3-for-5 tonight. Leads all scorers with 19, but only 5 this half. Bonus, and it's no good. Rebound, Langer. Langer off for Brittany. Ahead for Lease. 11 seconds to go. Front court. Whistle, and Coach Hartner uses a timeout with 8 seconds left. We're going to go right down to the last shot. Timeout on the court with 8 seconds to go.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
Well, the Pioneers are now out of timeouts. There are 8 seconds exactly on the clock. The score, Bram 43, Pierce 41. Pioneers will have the ball at midcourt, just in the front court. Brittany Bozer will pass it in. She'll have Avi Lees, Rebecca Langer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and Taylor Kimmon on the court. Pioneers are down two. Out of timeouts. Into the corner, Langer. 7 seconds to go. Langer in the right corner. Looking for help for Stuckmeyer with 2 3-pointers. Going to come up short, and the horn sounds, and that's the ball game. The Bombers hold on and defeat the Pioneers 43-41. The Pioneers with a chance to win it at the end comes up just short on the road in Bram, and the post game begins now on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, we're back in Bram, where the final score is the Bram Bombers 43, the Pierce Pioneers 41. I am joined in the postgame show by the head coach, Marcus Artnern. Coach Taylor, two halves tonight. You were at 13-13, gave up an 11-point scoring run, down 11 at half. And then the second half, you kind of controlled the tempo and the style of play.
Yeah, I was super proud of our girls in the second half. It would have been real easy for them to kind of go into the locker room after that first half and hang their heads, and they didn't do that. They came out in the second half with a fire and a lot of energy and dragged themselves back into it. We didn't start the way we wanted to, but we got ourselves into a position at the end of the game to win that game, and that's all we can ask for.
That 1-3-1 extended zone really kind of turned things around, set the tone for the second half.
Yeah, it did. It did. It helped us put some pressure on them, make them make a couple good passes in a row, and they threw the ball out of bounds and gave us those opportunities to come back.
Well, a first week split. You've got two next week. You have a short trip to Royalton and then the doubleheader with the boys at home Friday with Little Falls. So get back at it. I think the second half certainly a much better performance by the girls show that even when down, they're not going to quit on this, and I think that's a good hallmark for this team early on.
Absolutely. I think we're moving in the right direction, definitely. And the girls are starting to kind of feel their identity as a defensive team that we want to be, I think.
So. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Marcus Artnern, coach of the Pioneers, as the Bombers hold on tonight. Pioneers limit the Bombers to 10 second-half points, but that's enough. 43-41, Pioneers end up outscoring the Bombers 19-10 in the second half. Only problem is they were down 11 at half and only made up 9. So we'll come back. We'll give you the final scoring totals for this one tonight. As the Pioneers fall to 1-1, Bombers improve to 1-1. Back with more after this Sunday Wear Their Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, final wrap up here from Bram tonight. The Bombers win 43-41 behind a 19-point game from senior Emily Lundquist. After that, 9 for Amelia Fiddler, 7 points for Sierra Giffrow, 3 for Mackenzie Warner, and 3 for Maddie Nelson, and 2 for Hannah Cornelius. Bombers convert on 13 of 18 from the free throw line tonight. Pioneers are led by Kelsey Stuckmeyer's 14 points. Rebecca Langer with a strong game, 9 for her, 6 for Laura Skiba. Brittany Bozer finishes with 5, 3 each for Taylor Kimmon and Malia Bozer. And A.B. Lease with 1, Piers 9 of 18 from the free throw line. So both teams are now 1-1 this season. While the Pioneers will hit the road to Royalton, much shorter road trip. And that'll be Tuesday night. Pioneers at Royalton on Tuesday. They'll return home, part of a boy-girl doubleheader. And that's Friday night with the neighboring Little Falls Flyers in town. Pierce Little Falls on Friday night. Short night. As we get back and hit on the road, we head the northern way now. We head to Wadena Deer Creek for tomorrow morning's wrestling opener. Pioneers open up their season at Wadena Deer Creek, a 10:30 start on that individual tournament. You can hear it right here on You Are There Sports. Again, your final score after trailing by... 16 points in the second half. Pioneers have a shot to win it at the end. They lose by 2, 43-41 in Bram. We'll see you tomorrow morning in Wadena for Pioneer Wrestling right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports.